Clarence Whaley from GW Micro. And I don't have a lot to show you today. Because what I have is going to require your imagination for a moment. Close your eyes, no pun intended. And imagine, I bet most of you have a desktop computer, right?
Yeah.
And it's probably a tower, right? And it probably weighs how much, roughly?
30 pounds.
That's probably a good guesstimate. And it has all kinds of stuff on it, like your email, your office, your web browser, and all that cool stuff, right? Now, use your imagination and imagine picking up all of that computer stuff and holding it in the palm of your hand. That's what we're introducing with the Smalltalk Ultra. The Smalltalk Ultra is a little tiny computer. Have any of you been by our booth to see it?
Yes.
No.
All right. I'm going to pass it around in a few minutes. But the Smalltalk Ultra literally can be held in the palm of your hand. And it is a Windows computer running Windows XP Home. So
10 bucks. Screensaver. Old size.
Hush. That's it talking. It's lonely. So what it basically is nothing but
Windows.
A Windows XP computer. On the one I have in my hand here, it has Windows XP Home. It has all
this. Wireless networks detected when wireless networks are in range of this computer. So see the list.
Look, computer, this is my show. Hush. It literally has a 30 gig hard drive, 1 gig processor, 512 meg of RAM. It has USB 2.0 and backwards compatible. And if you've never experienced the difference in USB 2.0 and 1.0, it's like daylight and dark. It is amazingly faster. It has FireWire. Now here's the goodie. It has built-in Bluetooth and built-in wireless. And it also comes, Gary and I were talking about this earlier, it comes with the most unique concept in a docking station that I think I have ever seen. The docking station, usually when you think of a docking station, it's a big old bulky box-like thing, right? Any of you have ever seen docking stations?
Mm-hmm.
This is a cable. It looks like your parallel printer cable. In fact, I'm going to pull that out and pass it around if I can find my stuff here. Don't get attached to these pieces, guys. I am taking inventory.
Mm-hmm. They're not souvenirs?
No. Let's see. Troy, I'll start with you.
Right.
That is the docking cable. It has an extra USB port. It has an audio port. It has a place to plug in AC. It has, of course, the earphone plug. It has it has an Ethernet port. It has an Ethernet port, and it has a XVGA. Gary again and I were talking about this. Gary and Marlena are now the proud owners, so they are. Gary was really checking out this cable, and he said, "What's that 5-pin connector for?" It's for XVGA, so it's backwards compatible to a lot of monitors. So you don't have to leave that hooked up to the Smalltalk. You just leave that laying on your desk, and when you get to your desk, you plug in this cable, and you got all your stuff there. Now, what do you get with this package? You get the Smalltalk Ultra, which is the computer I just described, which comes with... Does anybody know what I'm talking about with a thumb keyboard?
No.
No.
Okay, a thumb keyboard is like little tiny keys, very, very tiny. I certainly would not want to write my Gone with the Wind or anything on it.
Like on the Franklin Dictionary?
Yeah, only smaller.
Smaller than that?
Yeah. So we don't expect you to learn to type on that. I've actually used it to go launch a web page. It is definitely usable. I just wouldn't want to write much on it. But we're shipping the unit with an external USB keyboard. It's an 88-key keyboard that we'll pass around in a few moments also. This will come in a deluxe case. The small talk will be in the back of the case, and it'll open like a book, and the little keyboard will be in the front of the case. All of this for about 15 ounces. You're not going to find a laptop that small, for sure. It also has... Anybody in the room low vision?
Yeah.
Any sighted folks in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be me.
That would be you. All right. It actually has a little 5x7 display.
Okay.
And Jeremy in our office is practicing being blind. No, seriously. He's low vision, and he actually runs Zoom text.
Oh, really?
On this computer. So what I need to convey to you guys is it is an XP computer. I have people say, well, will it run Outlook? Yeah, it's an XP computer. Does it run Internet Explorer? Yeah, it's an XP computer. Can I load Office? Yeah, it's an XP computer. Can I run
SoundForge?
Yes. Can you run Duxbury? Yes. Can you run SoundForge? Yes. Guess why? It's an XP computer. So it really is a really cool little device with a lot of portability. Downstairs, I've had it, when our wireless decides to work downstairs, I think everybody in the hotel is on the same channel. So I've had it on the internet, been browsing the web with it, etc. It literally is running Microsoft Office. Well, let me just show you. I'm hooked up to speakers. It does have an internal speaker also.
Does the earphone have stereo or something so you can play music with earphones?
Yes, ma'am. It does.
Can we hear the internal speaker, too? Just to
sure. The internal speaker is not very loud. Let's see here. All right.
That's not bad.
That's good.
It's not bad.
It's like the iPad.
It does. Can you folks in the back of the room sort of hear that, kind of?
Barely.
Barely. Right. But it's not meant to be a high fidelity thing. You know, it's when I'm just, if it's just me, that would be good enough for me.
No, your right hand, is that the screen?
That's the screen. Now, watch. See this little keyboard?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like I said, come here, dog. I wouldn't want to type on it, but...
No, I can see why.
Yeah. And you are, your name is...
Jerry Luke.
Jerry Luke.
Yeah, you
do. Okay. So, yes, Jeremy says it's very easy to see with Zoom text. Okay, so I'm going to plug this back up again.
If you'd have to use a pointer or a large finger now.
It does come with a stylus.
Okay.
Not the Braille stylus.
No.
Okay. So, we're on the desktop.
My network plays it. Recycle bin 4 of 10.
All right. To show you guys that it is a Windows XP computer, listen.
Yeah.
Start menu. R, run, up, up, I, N, up, O, up, D. Desktop, recycle bin 4 of 10. List U.
All right.
Microsoft Word. Custom control.
We're actually running Microsoft Word.
Mic. T.
Push.
Link. Privacy state. Help. Next. Cancel. space.
All right.
Document 1, Microsoft this
is,
Word.
The reason I had the delay there, this is the, we haven't activated this copy of Office yet, so it's
saying, section 1 of 1.
It's saying, do you want to do that? And I just said no. So now I'm going to do a Control-Shift-T for those of you who are Windowizers.
Document 1, Microsoft Word maximized.
Looks and smells like Microsoft Word to me, huh?
Well, it's so small, no one can think it could be put in.
No, I know. That's been the frustrating part for us this week, is everybody says, well, it's a PDA. No, it's not a PDA. It's literally your desktop computer in the palm of your hand.
Well, how much memory do you have in the
512? 512 meg of RAM and a 30 gig hard drive. Okay, now, let's talk again, since I got sort of sidetracked there. What comes with this unit is the computer, the USB keyboard, which is an 88 key keyboard.
Can you put a 101 keyboard?
Yes, ma'am. If it's USB or wireless, sure.
It's an XP computer.
It's an XP computer.
So the 88 key keyboard would be equivalent to like a laptop.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Right. And the really cool thing about this is, as I say, it'll be in this book-like case. And we're also providing you with a USB CDR drive.
Oh, cool.
Because you're probably sitting there wondering, how am I going to install my stuff? Because this computer is smaller than a CD, practically. Yeah. So we're providing you with the USB CD drive.
Burner or just a...
Yes, it will be a burner. I'm not sure. Right now we're looking at including a DVD CDRW.
Oh, good.
So
how
you
many
can play.
USB ports?
It has one, but you can also use a hub.
You can get a hub, yeah.
Right. So it literally is running any and all of the Windows XP. What we're doing...
Custom control. Desktop. Now. Recycled.
Right. What we're doing is when you get this, it will have WindowEyes installed. It will have SpyBot installed. It'll have a 30-day demo of Nod 32 installed. And we'll be selling extras like Microsoft Office and any of those things that you buy, we will install for you if you like. It's going to be already configured to be the most blind friendly, like in classic mode and all that cool stuff.
So Clarence, for people who order one or who have, because Dan didn't seem to know that about Microsoft Office.
If you buy Microsoft Office from us, we'll install it for you. Now, nobody has asked price. I'm impressed.
Before you give the price for the radio listeners,
yes.
Could you roughly give the dimensions so that they have an idea what people are about to see?
It's just a little bit bigger than a book port. I would say, Gary, help me out here. I'm not very good at measuring. What would you say, like?
It's about 4 inches by about 3 or 3.5 inches deep, 4 inches wide, and it's a little bit better than a half an inch thick.
Right, right. It's very tiny.
14 ounces, I think.
Ounces. It's also on our webpage. The exact dimensions are on our webpage also.
And so now the price?
If you do not... own WindowEyes. Shame on you first. but if you don't own WindowEyes, the price is $27.95 plus $25 for shipping. If you do own WindowEyes and you have the current version, which is 5.5, the price is $24.95, and we give you a 3-count SMA on top of that. So you really don't lose any money.